able to be at the University of Illinois. What is the role of technology? Finally, we go into that. We believe that technology can be useful for two very different type of students. One, the high achieving students, the one that they are going so fast that even the professor is getting behind, which happens every now and then. But also for students that need more preparation. So with technology, you could help accelerate the course for the people that are willing and able to do so, and to nurture the ones that are not doing as well. And we could be doing that with technology. How can we, another thing that we talk about, how can we use technology? As we mentioned, well, maybe there's reduction cost if we accelerate your program, you know, or your time at the university. If you are up to, you might be able to finish in a small amount of time, considering that it's an accelerated kind of model. But in this model, then it's more of a system that focuses more on other things that more than a series of courses. After a certain number of courses, you graduate. Well, we might have some students that could do faster, while others might not. So we need, again, the word flexibility came over and over again. So that was question number one. Then we answered question number five, which is the about the campus experience. And we agree on some of the comments that were made before. I'm always the last, so I always repeat what other people already said. At the end of the day, the campus is all about the social dynamics. At the campus level, we have leadership opportunities. The opportunity to interact with diverse populations. That might not be as possible right now in the online world or with the use of technology. There's nothing like being in the classroom with people from other parts of the world or from different parts of Illinois or with different academic interests. It's in the classroom when these things happen. We were also mentioning, talking about how the freshman year is such an important, or first year, depending on where you are, it's so important to create that sense that is unique to the college experience. That's the key moment for students. So we need to do a better job on that. And at the end of the day, we believe that employers want, employers really want students that are socialized, that they really understand how to work in the modern society. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the Green Group. The facilitator is Randy Kangas, and the scribe is Renee Romano.
We had questions one and two, but we pretty much blended our conversation, and so I'm just document, it's in those areas, but I'm just going to talk about our conversation. We really thought this morning's presentations were very exciting, and for example, we learned that somebody said that there's an assumption that online education takes one form, and we learned how it takes many, many forms. And also, the information that Candace talked about learning more about learning and using the data in groups of faculty who came to, with groups of faculty who came together to learn more about the online learning process was really exciting. We felt we need to know more, for example, about how underrepresented students learn, because someone in our group said that they thought that underrepresented students have less of a valuable experience online. So we need to know more about that, if that is indeed true. We also talked about the out-of-class learning environment and the fact that more and more corporate leaders are asking for students who can't have interpersonal skills and communication skills and leadership skills. And if we would know more about how students learn outside the classroom and then also in line and inside the classroom, that we could possibly look at online learning and maximize those interpersonal skills as well. We talked